fighting for America.
One of the things that I think is key to being a principal is just having that mindset, is knowing that you don't know everything and that you really need to rely on your team. There's always an opportunity to learn.
Fighting for Idaho.
Wherever I end up next year, I will look back on my high school experience and be really satisfied and be really happy that I took advantage of the opportunities that there were.
Fighting for you.
It's great to see you as always. Thanks. Welcome back. It's wonderful to have you here. Thanks for choosing us in your promoter of school, secure our future promotion you do every year.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Just to let you know, I'm trying to get some maximum efficiency here.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, live from Bishop Kelly High School here, promoting our school, securing our future. Jeff Carpenter with us, activities director and a coach. He is a veteran of this great experience here at 580 KIDO. Mr. Carpenter, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You know, we talked a little the last time. You're a very humble guy. And, you know, you let it be known that you played for the Broncos many years ago. But how many years ago was it, really?
My last year was 2005.
Oh,
so Hawks last year.
Less than 10 years? What are you talking about? Just around the corner there, you know?
Feels like ages ago.
When you take a look at the impact playing there had on you and the Broncos itself, when you talk to kids here that are playing ball, how big of an impact locally throughout the high school are the Boise State Broncos?
Oh, it's huge. You know, the community outreach that, you know, previous Coach Peterson did and now Coach Harson taking over it. You know, it's great to have a sense of community and have the Broncos out in the community helping people and getting the name out there. And, you know, it's a big part of that program.
Well, you take a look at the outreach, and again, as you said, Coach Peterson doing a great job. Coach Harson taking it to a different level there where he's going to high schools and stuff like that. That must mean the world to the kids.
It is. You know, I know they did that tour this summer or last spring where they went to every high school in the state of Idaho. And, you know, that's huge. I think we lose some local kids, especially in the east and the north, that the Broncos should have a shot at getting. And I think they're trying to maximize that hope. So.
What's it like to see Brian Harson as the coach now?
It's awesome. You know, he was the tight ends coach the whole time I was with Boise State, and then he took over as the offensive coordinator when Coach Hawkins left, and it's great to have him back. I'm excited the staff he's assembled. I either played with or was coached by almost that entire staff. I think there's a couple new guys on it, but it's a great energy down there. I know they're going to get things rolling and had a big win last week against the Wolfpack.
How does that experience help you here at Bishop Kelly?
It helps a lot. You know, it gives me a little cred with the kids. I'm able to, you know, tell them, you know, my story. I, you know, grew up in Kuna, Idaho. Everyone told me I was too small to play football. And, you know, Coach Hawkins gave me a shot, fortunately. And, you know, it's a testament to if you work hard and you train hard and do the right things that, you know, you can reach your goals and you know, be successful in athletics.
Now, you remember what it was like to be young. You're a lot closer to that than I am here at 580 KIDO. You're no young Jacob, but you know when you're young, you have visions of playing Division I football, visions of playing at the next level after that. And that's great because football is America's game. How do you temper that with the kids today? You're getting a great education, guys. That's the path. If the other thing happens, even better. But, you know, working on math and science and history, getting here at zero hour and doing things as we've seen today.
Yeah, that's our focus here at BK. You know, even if you do become a Division I athlete or a collegiate athlete, that's going to come to an end one day. And, you know, the education part of it is a huge piece here, and we take it very seriously. It's just one of those things that, you know, you have to focus on as a young athlete, or here you're not going to play if you're struggling in class. We've implemented a new academic eligibility process where every 2 weeks we run grade checks. If a student athlete has one F or two Ds, they are suspended for 2 weeks until those grades are up.
Wow, every 2 weeks. Amazing.
It is. It's helped out a lot. It's helped us identify some of those kids that struggle early on in the semester, and we're able to intervene and keep those kids on track throughout the semester.
Well, it underscores the importance of academics here at Bishop Kelly. How about your relationship with the public schools? We've heard about academically, everybody gets along. Obviously, Bishop Kelly competes at all levels here. What's that like when you travel and people come here?
It's great. You know, the Treasure Valley has a great sense of community, and I lived in Birmingham, Alabama for a year, and it's just different. I couldn't wait to get back to Boise, Idaho, where we have that sense of community, and we've got a great relationship with the 5A schools that we've had to schedule due to the shakeup in our 4A SIC conference. We're down to six teams. Nampa and Columbia moved up to 5A, and then Emmett moved down to 3A. And so we've had to get creative with our scheduling and schedule some 5As, and they've been great. It's really helped us out a lot.
Mr. Carpenter here with us at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning at Bishop Kelly. Now, when you played, it's a world of difference today, sir, than what we have today with the issue of safety. People worried about their knees and their ankles, and, hey, you just got your bell rung, get back in there. And whether people go to Bishop Kelly or any school, concussions are a big issue, liability a big issue these days, whether it's cross-country, or basketball, or your sport, football.
Yeah, football's not the only sport that's getting concussions. We've had some concussions in soccer, and cheerleading is a big one. We take it very seriously here. We've implemented a program with the football team where we wear guardian caps. Basically, it's a cap that you put on top of the helmet that provides extra cushion and padding. And since we've implemented that, we have had no concussions in practice. And I think we started that about 4 years ago. So it's been really successful. Unfortunately, we can't wear them in the games. So we've had a few concussions in the games when we can't have those guardian caps on. But it is a big focus for us, and we take it very seriously. And, there's some protocols that we've put in place to help the kids through the struggle of having a concussion.
Well, and again, you're not only, a coach here, sir, but you're the activities director. What does that entail?
Basically running the activities department. I mean, I have to deal with transportation, figure out ways to get kids to games to and from. I handle a lot of the scheduling, in fact, all the scheduling. And so we just finalized our baseball and softball schedules, and track and tennis will be coming up next. Just making sure the field set up for football games, the gym set up for volleyball games, same thing for soccer. And
scheduling officials and the like?
Yeah, with our District 3 officials, that association, they do a really good job. Once we get them their schedule, they kind of take it and run with it, so that's really nice. And they've got different commissioners that are very helpful and help us through that process.
Now, you guys have a big game this week on Friday night, right, football?
We do. I've got a big one tonight. I'm the head JV football coach, so we go out to CUNA, my old stomping grounds, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. We've got a really good JV team here at BK. We're 4-1. I believe CUNA's 4-1 as well. And, it's going to be a good game. Tomorrow, it's going to be a really good game. I know Coach Ian Smart, I played with him at Boise State. He's got the cavemen rolling. I know they slipped up a little bit last week at Skyview, but they're going to be ready to play tomorrow.
And that's our game of the week on 6:30 The Fan. So you'll have, of course, the BK broadcast on Salt and Light, and you'll have additional broadcasts here. And I know you coordinate those things. And let me hit you with this. As a former athlete at the Division I level, are you amazed at the matriculation, if you will, and you're the educator, I'm not, I don't know if that's the right word, of emphasis of coverage of high school athletics? And I mean, that has to impact the kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for those kids to be recognized and to broadcast those games. In some instances, I think it goes a little too far.
Believe the Under Armour stuff and press conferences,
yeah,
and ESPN going live to Timmy to see if, and he's got the hats? It's
yeah,
kind of crazy.
The high school recruiting has really gotten out of hand, especially if you're a blue chip athlete. You're almost setting those kids up for failure. Because when they get to college, they're going to be a lowly freshman, and
right,
they're kind of wondering where the cameras are going. But, it's a little bit of a concern, but, our society, that we really value sports, and it's a big part of our entertainment.
Now, you manage that effectively here because you had a couple kids go to the academies, which is a huge honor, and you had other folks going to Boise State. That want the shots of the local kids. I mean, to me, that's great. It does get ridiculous when you have all these websites and everything else, but you know, to manage that? I mean, people would say, well, no, you focus on the game, but now media is a big part of what you do.
You know, fortunately for us, we haven't had to deal too much with that. I mean, the local media is great. They haven't been over the top. You know, we have our signing days when our athletes commit to a school. And yes, we did have three athletes commit to service academies, three football players last year, one to the Naval Academy and two to the Air Force Academy, which was, it's great for them. We're excited. But you know, it's not as, I guess, under the magnifying glass here in the Treasure Valley. I think here in Boise, we have things in a little bit more perspective.
Not like your old stomping grounds in Birmingham.
It was an eye opener in Birmingham.
You're gonna have to stay. We're gonna talk off the air about your time in Birmingham. I worked there for 4 years, so I have an idea of what you were in for there at 580 KIDO. A final thought for you, Mr. Carpenter, for parents listening right now, that as you know, and as your parents were for you, they're in the stands, whether it's indoor soccer in the off season, all of a sudden becoming an expert at cross country, the unconditional love that parents show for their kids. Is there anything that worked for you and that you see here that can help parents give their athlete, give their son or daughter that proper perspective of, you know, athletics is such a good thing that can really help you academically, that gives them, you know, to help their kid get that proper perspective.
Yeah, you know, here at BK, you know, out of the 750 kids we have, about 75 to 80% of them are involved in some sort of after-school athletic or activity club. And, you know, that's great. We encourage that. It does a great job of keeping that in perspective because, you know, the clubs aren't taken as seriously. It's not like they're, you know, going to be under the microscope of the media and things like that. So there's different opportunities.
You can develop more.
Exactly. Different opportunities for those kids to get into different activities and get involved. I would recommend to the parents just, you know, trusting the coaches. We try our hardest to get the best coaches in those positions and just trust them. You know, little Johnny might not be getting as much playing time as you want, but you know, there's a reason behind it, and I encourage those parents to have, first of all, have their son or daughter go talk to that coach one-on-one, and then if that's not resolved like that, you know, go to the coach and sit down with them.
Great job, Mr. Carpenter.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, we got to talk in a minute here at 580KIDO, and when we have the video stream going, you'll be able to see our conversation, but now we'll leave it up to your imagination. Time for traffic at 580KIDO.
Vote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now from Bishop Kelly High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Idaho, how are you? Don't forget, October 17th, Eagle Road. We will be at the Chick-fil-A, the Miller Marconi Party. And it's not about me, it's about you. Thanks to Brad and Amy at Chick-fil-A for allowing us to be there with our crazy contributors. You know, I really can't speak for them. I just hope that they show up. You know, I'm sure I will get RSVPs from Tea Party Bob, Patriot Ray, and hopefully Liberal Steve will be there. He likes the biscuits at Chick-fil-A, so we'll see about that. But everybody's invited. Sheila, who we haven't heard from in so long, said that she's going to be there. I'd love for you to, if we've met, great. If we haven't, just our way of saying thank you and, you know, celebrating 5.5 years of employment. When I got here, hadn't ever worked anywhere 5 years. So that's something to celebrate. And don't we need time to take time in our life to do that? I know for me personally, and maybe for you, whether you're addicted to work, whether you're addicted to the computer or your kids, which is where everything should be, right? You know, we get focused on things because we're taught that's how we do it. We have to focus, and we forget about the important things. And I've always been one of those deferred gratification guys. Well, except when it came to running up my credit cards, but that's another story, which we've covered 27 times here. But, you know, why not take the time to come by and say, hey, and again, thanks to Brad and Amy at Chick-fil-A for doing that for us. You know, we're not any of these fancy folks. We are just like you, a small business, this program, the Kevin Miller Show. And it's people like Brad and Amy and CapEd Credit Union that share the vision of this community. And it's not something that we pander to. We really believe it, and we're humbled to be here. We're so happy to be here at Bishop Kelly. And it's so happy to get some good news. I mean, you're thinking about it, and Gene Lockhart always gives me a hard time about this. Kevin, I can't listen to your show. I'm worried about the Chinese. I'm worried about this. On one hand, we have computers taking over. Don't multitask. Balancing that with the good news about education here. Let's take a look at what the president's doing concerning ISIS.
Meeting with top commanders at the Pentagon, President Obama reiterated the campaign against ISIS will not end soon.
It remains a difficult mission. As I've indicated from the start, this is not something that is going to be solved overnight.
But the president says progress is being made. Nonetheless, there is growing concern about the success of airstrikes alone as ISIS fighters continue to seize ground in a key border city on the Syrian-Turkish line. Press Secretary Josh Earnest admitting limitations with the exclusive use of air power. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Does this remind you of Vietnam, where we cannot be dependent on air power alone? No, we had a great interview yesterday with Steve Yates when we weren't talking about politics. He was talking about foreign policy, and you're thinking, what does he know? Well, he worked in the White House with Vice President Cheney and President Bush, and just the ISIS threat. Now, what can we do about it? Well, there was a movement, and we'll tell you a little bit about it some more, where you have people getting together for a prayer vigil, a prayer rally, for that young man who converted to Islam, who all of a sudden not only converted, but is now perhaps their next target. They've said that if the bombings continue, they will in fact behead this gentleman. Now, we can't protect the kids today from the bad news. The internet is too powerful, too ubiquitous, too everywhere. But we can't arm them with, for every ISIS, there is someone who will stop them. And that is the message. And I know, whether it's Tom Munns or Ron Paul Jim here at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller, that they believe that the ISIS threat is something that we should ignore, that we should stay out of it. But on the other hand, do we stand idly by while these people continue their savagery? And yes, savagery goes on throughout the world. Savagery happens everywhere. We can't stop it. We can't stop it in all places. But what we can do when threatened, when civilization itself is threatened, which I believe we are seeing here, just as when it was threatened with the National Socialists during World War II, we must stand up. We must take a stand. Now, I know what you're saying, Kevin. That's easy for you to say. You're a plump red tomato. You're right. I do resemble that remark. But a simple moment of gesture, and one of the great things about being here at Bishop Kelly, we talk about prayer. In fact, the kids go into Mass this morning and everything else, but a prayer vigil being held. And so I would say, whether you're praying for that person that may be struggling with an illness, maybe it's cancer, maybe it's responding, recovering from an injury, maybe add a prayer for this country, a prayer for this state, that the ISISs of the world will be stopped. That someone who right now is feeling helpless, someone right now who is in that country, who, quite frankly, went there to do some good, is being held against their will, and their family is being held hostage by this, that will be able to come home, that there will be some type of measure of sanity. And I was really encouraged when all of a sudden I heard ordinary Americans getting together. We see that here in the Treasure Valley and across the world for our friend Pastor Saeed, his beautiful wife, Nagmeet Abedini, organizing people to say, hey, that is enough. Bring him home. And never underestimate the power of prayer. And that's something that we should all focus in on. Maybe we all can't go over there and stop the bad guys, but it starts with showing the Lord that you care. You do that with people here in the Treasure Valley. Perhaps it's time that we start doing it with these unfortunate hostages and their moments before death by the way, recorded in the instant information age. How do we combat that? Well, we show them that we're better, and we look for help from above. Simple words to a complex solution today. It starts with you. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Promote our schools. Secure our future.
Okay, settle down, everybody. Take your seats. Thank you.
Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now from Bishop Kelly High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO. Kevin Miller here, joined now by Katie Kirby, Marketing and Alumni Director. Katie, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate this. 50 years of BK. Your thoughts on what it means and the big year so far, ma'am?
You know, I think the 50th anniversary of Bishop Kelly is an interesting it's interesting to kind of look at that alongside the history of Boise. You know, we grew up at an interesting time here in Idaho, and I feel like we've kind of grown up as a town together.
Right.
So a lot of the folks that we're recognizing for our 50th are people who are instrumental not just to Bishop Kelly but to our entire community.
You know, we hear so much about that in the world that we live in today, connectivity, people move back and forth, and yet I'm sure you have people from all over the country that continue to support Bishop Kelly and remember their time here.
Absolutely. We have about 7,000 alumni in our alumni database. They are spread out all over the world. We do hear back from our alums fairly regularly. This is a tight-knit community. Folks stay very connected to BK. And, yeah, we have supporters all over the world.
And it's good, those folks that want to stay local and can stay local, that they can come back here and see how things were. We were talking to our friend, the president, Rich Ramada, here earlier, and the mayor, who's a graduate, and he says, boy, it didn't look like it did when I graduated. That's nice to have that tradition.
Absolutely. I think part of the point of celebrating where you've been is to set the tone for where you want to go, and we absolutely are constantly evaluating how we can raise the bar around here. And Bishop Kelly does look differently than it did, you know, to those of us who graduate. I graduated in 1992. This is a different place, but it's a better place.
A better place than when you were here? Come on.
Well, it's tough to beat the class of 92. However, I think the kids here are, you know, they're great kids. We've raised the bar academically. We've raised the bar on our athletic programs. And it's an amazing place. And when alums come back, they're always a little bit blown away by how great it is at Bishop Kelly.
Now, did you ever think that you'd, you know, come back here and be a part of the process back in 92?
You know, probably not as a senior in high school. But I have had the distinct honor of working for both of my alma maters, and it's really fun to be back here. There are days when it's a little surreal to walk back into the building, and other days when it feels like I've never left.
Well, that is so important, and how does that impact the kids today? You say it's better. How is it better?
You know, I think that's a really kind of 30,000-foot question.
I don't know answers. I just really ask
yeah,
questions,
absolutely.
Katie. Yes.
I think it's better in so many ways. It's always been great. Let's start there.
Okay.
This has always been an amazing community, a faith-filled community. I think that kids today are taking school a lot more seriously than we did.
You know, I keep waiting for the kid to go, well, yeah, it's okay, yeah. You know, nobody says that anymore.
No, nobody says that anymore. They're very serious. they're very disciplined.
It's time management.
Absolutely.
What was that like back in our day?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So I think, you know, part of the reason why it's great is that the kids have made it great.
Right.
But I also think that we've been very intentional about making sure that we are ahead of the curve on trends in academia and that we're doing great things in the classroom to really prepare these kids for life. I'm sure that I'm not the first person who said that this morning.
Well, it's such a world that we live in today. And, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, the kids are so much more connected. We have, you know, big stories today, Ebola. Computers are getting smarter, are we? Multitasking may not be good for your brain. So it's nice to see that we're preparing kids, really, to take care of us, to take care of the country, to be good stewards.
Absolutely. And I feel like we're doing that here. And I think that you can see that when you talk to our alumni who come back. And they feel so, they feel a responsibility to be good citizens. And they feel a responsibility to be giving back to their communities philanthropically through charitable works, through community service, you know, all of those ways that our alums are connected and involved, not just with BK, but with the communities that they live in.
Well, and I think that's significant. Every place, of course, you have, your certain group of individuals that make a difference. But I will tell you, in my 46 years, I've never been at a place when we're talking about the Treasure Valley where the front page of the paper is somebody doing charitable works. Mm-hmm. And that's what people are into. They're into education, college football, and charitable works, and it kind of rotates as far as the priorities. And, you know, that says a lot. When we're talking to kids today, they're worried about time management. They're worried about performing. And, again, going back to our earlier conversation, it's not cool to do bad here.
Absolutely. No. Yeah. These kids are motivated to be leaders. They're motivated to be great students. They're motivated. I feel like every kid in this building is motivated to put forth his or her best effort.
Well, and I think that comes from the parents as well, as your parents sacrificed for you to come here.
Absolutely.
You know, we take a look at that, and, you know, it is a sacrifice. And, you know, you're part of that close-knit community, but you have friends where kids go to public schools and stuff, so you have to work within the broader spectrum. Can you take us into the life of the parents? You know, they're involved, they're active, but, you know, they pay for their kids to come here.
Absolutely. There is not a person that walks through the door here that isn't making some kind of sacrifice. You know, we realize that that's not a new thing either. And the kids are very aware that there are 50 years of people who have been making sacrifices so that Bishop Kelly can become what it is and that they can have the experience that they are having here. But I feel like when you talk to the kids one-on-one, they understand that. They understand that their moms and dads are paying for them to be here, that, you know, they don't want to waste mom and dad's money. They don't want to waste mom and dad's time. They don't want to waste their own time. And, you know, the kids are sacrificing to be here, too. They're sacrificing some of their personal time, knowing that academically they're going to be really challenged here. There's a lot of kids who work here in the summertime to help pay for
right.
their tuition. The kids are invested, too, just as mom and dad are.
What's it like, though, and again, we have so many great schools here in the Treasure Valley, one of the reasons why we've done this program, to highlight the good things here at 580 KIDO, when you talk to your neighbors and friends and they go, well, what's it really like at Bishop Kelly and all those things? And we, you know, I always like to focus in on the non-Catholic perspective. You know, 25% of the kids here are mm-hmm. not Catholics,
correct.
But they fit in. They realize the value of the education. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking to your peers on the quote-unquote outside, and they go, well, why are you spending all this money? We've got good schools here.
And you know what? I agree with that statement.
Yeah.
We do have great schools here. And I think, you know, the answer to that question is as individual as the people that walk through the doors of this building. What you prioritize as important to you could be the academics at Bishop Kelly. We, you know, we feel like we have really, really strong academic program. I think our test scores back that up. You could prioritize the faith-based community. That's obviously unique to us. You could prioritize the smaller class sizes. There's a lot of different things that people choose
sure.
to make this sacrifice for, but I feel like the whole package is pretty great.
Katie Kirby with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. One thing that I've noticed, and again, as people that listen to this program know, I'm a practicing Catholic, is that Bishop Kelly, you know, is the high school for all the Catholic churches within the Treasure Valley. So everybody, you know, support this, support that. Dovetailing on faith, how important is it to the folks here that you know that not only do you have people that are non-Catholics that understand the school, but when the father or Monsignor or whomever says, hey, you know, the kids at Bishop Kelly are doing this, that you're not alone.
You know, I think that we put a lot of stock in our Catholic identity here.
Yeah,
at Bishop Kelly.
Because even if you don't have kids here, you feel
Absolutely.
An attachment to it if you're a member of a parish.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it is this community's church. We all support BK through our contributions to our own parishes. I think that the priests in town do a great job of keeping people informed about what's happening at BK. I know some of the churches are starting new little sections of their newsletters that are just devoted to what these kids are doing, because these are our kids
right.
in that big community sense of the word our.
That's what the Pope says.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Anything else you'd like to share with us as far as Bishop Kelly celebrating 50 years that the community can be a part of?
You know, I guess the one thing that I would really like our alumni to know and our past parents is that part of our goal this year in celebrating our 50th anniversary is to just reconnect as many of you to the school as we can. We have tailgates before every home football game. We'd love to see some folks come out to some of those. We'll be doing similar activities during basketball season, and we'll also be inviting everyone out this summer for a big kind of open house all-school reunion. So if you haven't been back to campus for a while, please come back. We'd love to say hello. We'd love to give you a tour, show you around.
A lot of new buildings.
Changed. Absolutely. Absolutely. If you haven't been here in 10 years, you'll be surprised.
Katie, thank you.
Thank you.
See, went real quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
You can join us tomorrow at 5 if you like.
Ooh.
Bring everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Talk about, you know, learning on the run, you know, education,
yes.
Kind of like an internship. We could bring a classroom.
I'll bring my first grader.
Exactly.
It'd be awesome.
Probably would raise the intellectual level of the program. So thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Kevin.
848 580 KIDO. Let's get you to traffic.
And back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Just give him the headset there. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning at Bishop Kelly High School. We're joined by our old broadcast veteran, Carson Tester, with us. Carson, how are you?
I'm good. How's your day been going?
Well, not bad. You know, you're an old wily veteran of the broadcast industry. When you're not here at school, any big thoughts for the day that you'd like to share with us? Your life here, your classes, how much you enjoy it. Perhaps you'd like to give us the real skinny on what goes on here.
Well,
you know the radio people. We're always looking for something.
Well, I'll start out with football. We got our big rivals, CUNA, this week. And it's like number one versus number two in the conference, so that's a pretty good game. And at school, you know, we're all just learning. I mean, the end of the quarter. Quarterly assignments in, I guess.
Now, how are you on that?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you got everything in?
I have a few missing assignments I should turn in.
See, this is what we like, transparency here at 580 KIDO. Anyway, Carson, you know, we have you on every time we're here. I think, what was it, a couple years ago, it was your first year here, second year, first year here?
Yeah, first year.
So how much has changed with you?
You know, I'd like to say I've probably gotten smarter after, you know, going to school for another 2 years. And
well, let's hope.
Yeah. Hey, my dad wanted me to ask about Sweet William and Timmy.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes. Anyway, anything else you'd like to share with us, Carson?
I don't have anything else.
All right. Well, it's always good to see you, and good luck. Are you playing tonight?
JV's playing tonight,
yes.
And then varsity's tomorrow.
Right. We heard from the coach. So tonight, the JV. Tomorrow, you can catch that on 6:30 The Fan, and, of course, the BK broadcast on Salt Lake Radio. Big game coming up, and we look forward to it. And, Carson, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you from time to time.
All right. Thank you. It was great talking to you.
It's a great, great experience. You're a great American.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Let's see. 8:55, Kevin Miller in the morning here. 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436. 580 KIDO. And gas prices going down, gas prices going up. Are we a nation filled with gas?
24.1 miles per gallon. What the EPA says new cars and trucks are getting on average, that's a record. Improved engines, transmissions, and turbochargers getting the credit. At 28.1 MPGs, Mazda tops on the EPA mileage list, followed by Honda at 27.4 miles per gallon. Chrysler, GM, and Ford falling at the bottom because they sell more SUVs and pickups, trucks accounting for nearly half the U.S. sales last year. Along with better mileage, Americans also seeing better prices at the pump, averaging 8 cents a gallon less than a year ago. Jay Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Now, something to think about for tomorrow or throughout the day, you can always reach me via the Facebook, Kevin Miller, Twitter, Kevin Miller Show. Something to think about. We're the world's largest producer of oil. By the way, unfortunately now, China has surpassed us as the world's largest economy, but we're the world's largest producer of oil. And yet our gas prices are still at an all-time high. You that work in the landscaping field, you that are blowing out everybody's sprinklers, you know what I'm talking about. It is expensive. So how do we combat that? We buy cars that are more efficient, perhaps smaller, like the 580 KIDO Combat Scion that gets who knows how many miles to the gallon. And then we have the government say to us, hey, you need to pay more in taxes because we've lost revenue. Now, is it silly, or as we should say, silly government, tricks are for kids, that the government wants us to drive more fuel-efficient vehicles, and then they get mad when they drop revenue? It goes back to the smoking argument. You remember the smoking argument, right? Tobacco is bad for you. We're going to tax tobacco with anti-tobacco ads and sue the tobacco companies out of business. Hey, where'd all that tobacco revenue come from? Is it a wonder why private industry does so well and government is still trying to catch up? Let's get you to traffic now at 580KIDO and finding out what's going on concerning education and the future of our young people. Speaking of young people, coming up tomorrow, something different on the Miller program. We've got two young lions of Idaho politics, great friends of the program, Dustin Cook, our political correspondent, who worked for Governor Otter, China Gum, who worked for Russ Fulcher, Congressman Labrador. We're going to get two political perspectives, and don't tell them, but we're going to give them a quiz on politics for entertainment purposes only, for your entertainment purposes only. Hey, y'all, have a good day. God bless, and keep the faith. Serving